Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Though wise men at their end know dark is right, because their words had forked no lightning, they do not go gentle into that good night. Good men the last wave by, crying how bright their frail deeds might have danced in a green bay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight, and learned too late they grieved it on its way, do not go gentle into that good night. Grave men near death, who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Through throats where many rivers meet, the curlews cry. Under the conceiving moon on the high chalk hill. And there this night I walk in the white giant's thigh, where barren as boulders women lie longing still to labor and love, though they lay down long ago. Through throats where many rivers meet, the women pray, pleading in the waded bay for the seed to flow, though the names on their weed-grown stones are rained away. And alone in the night's eternal curving act, they yearn with tongues of curlews for the unconceived and immemorial sons of the cudgeling hacked hill, who once in goose-skin winter loved all ice-leaved in the quarter's lanes, or twined in the ox-roasting sun, in the wains tunned so high that the wisps of the hay clung to the pitching clouds, or gay with anyone young as they in the after-milking moonlight lay, under the lighted shapes of faith and their moonshade petticoats galed high, or shy with the rough-riding boys. Now clasp me to their grains in the gigantic glade, who once green countries since were a hedgerow of joys. Time by, their dust was flesh, the swineherd rooted sly, flared in the reek of the wiving sty with the rushlight of his thighs, spread eagle to the dunghill sky. Or with their orchard men in the core of the sun's bush, rough as cow's tongues and threshed with brambles their buttermilk manes, under his quenchless summer, barbed gold to the bone, or rippling soft in the spinny moon as the silk and ducked and draped white lake that harps to a hailstone. Who once were a bloom of wayside brides in the hoard house and heard the lewd wood field flow to the coming frost, the scurrying furred small friars squeal in the dows of day, in the thistle aisles, till the white owl crossed their breast, the vaulting does royster, the horned bucks climb quick in the wood at love, where a torch of foxes foams. All birds and beasts of the linked night uproar and chime, and the mole snout blunt under his pilgrimage of domes. Or butterfat goose girls bounced in a gambo bed, their breasts full of honey, under their gander king, trounced by his wings in the hissing shippen. Long dead and gone that barley duck, where their clogs danced in the spring, and their firefly hairpins flew, and the ricks ran round, but nothing bore. No mouthing babe to the veined hives hugged, and barren and bare on Mother Goose's ground, they with a simple jacks were a boulder of wives. Now curlew cry me down to kiss the mouths of their dust. The dust of their kettles and clocks swings to and fro where the hay rides now or the bracken kitchens rust, as the arc of the billhooks that flashed the hedges low and cut the birds' boughs that the minstrel sap ran red. They from houses where the harvest boughs hold me hard, who heard the tall bell sail on the Sundays of the dead and the rain ring out its tongues on the faded yard. Teach me the love that is evergreen after the fall-leaved grave, after beloved on the grass-gulfed cross is scrubbed off by the sun, and daughters no longer grieved, save by their long desirers in the fox-cubbed streets, or hungering in the crumbled wood. To these hail dead and deathless do the women of the hill love forever meridian through the quarter's trees, and the daughters of darkness flame like forks fires still. The boughs glided down, and the coast, blackened with birds, took a last look at his threshing hair and whale-blue eye. The trodden town rang its cobbles for luck. Then goodbye to the fisherman's boat with its anchor free and fast as a bird hooking over the sea, high and dry by the top of the mast, whispered the affectionate sand and the bulwarks of the dazzled quay. For my sake sail and never look back, said the looking land. Sails drank the wind and white as milk he sped into the drinking dark. The sun shipwrecked west on a pearl, and the moon swam out of its hulk. Funnels and masts went by in a whirl. Goodbye to the man on the sea-legged deck, to the gold gut that sings on his reel, to the bait that stalked out of the sack. For we saw him throw to the swift flood a girl alive with his hooks through her lips. All the fishes were rayed in blood, said the dwindling ships. Goodbye to chimneys and funnels, old wives that spin in the smoke. He was blind to the eyes of candles in the praying windows of waves, but heard his bait buck in the wake and tussle in a shoal of loves. Now cast down your rod, for the whole of the sea is hilly with whales. She longs among horses and angels, the rainbow fish bend in her joys, floated the lost cathedral, chimes of the rocked boys. Where the anchor rode like a gull, miles over the moonstruck boat, a squall of birds bellowed and fell, a cloud blew the rain from its throat. He saw the storm smoke out to kill with fuming boughs and ram of ice, fire on starlight, rake Jesu's stream. And nothing shone on the water's face but the oil and bubble of the moon, plunging and piercing in his course, the lured fish under the foam, witnessed with a kiss. Whales in the wake like capes and alps quaked the sick sea and snouted deep. Deep the great bushed bait with raining lips slipped the fins of those humpback tons and fled their love in a weaving dip. Oh, Jericho was falling in their lungs. She nipped and dived in the nick of love, spun on a spout like a long-legged ball, till every beast blared down in a swerve, till every turtle crushed from his shell, till every bone in the scuttled grave rose and crowed and fell. Good luck to the hen on the rod. There is thunder under its thumbs. Gold gut is a lightning thread. His fiery reel sings off its flames. The world boat in the burn of his blood is crying from nets to knives. Oh, the Shearwater birds and their boat-sized brood. Oh, the bulls of Biscay and their calves are making under the green laid veil the long-legged beautiful bait their wives. Break the black news and paint on a sail huge weddings in the waves. Over the wakeward flashing spray, over the gardens of the floor, clash out the mounting dolphin's day. My mast is a bell spire. Strike and smooth, for my decks are drums. Sing through the water-spoken prow, the octopus walking into her limbs, the polar eagle with his tread of snow. From salt-lipped beak to the kick of the stern, sing how the seal has kissed her dead. The long-laid minute's bride drifts on, old in her cruel bed. Over the graveyard in the water, mountains and galleries beneath, nightingale and hyena rejoicing for their drifting death, sing and howl through sand and anemone, valley and Sahara in a shell. Oh, all the wanting flesh's enemy, thrown to the sea in the shell of a girl, is old as water and plain as an eel. Always goodbye to the long-legged bread scattered in the paths of his heels, for the salty birds fluttered and fed, and the tall grains foamed in their bills. Always goodbye to the fires of the face, for the crab-backed dead on the seabed rose and scuttled over her eyes. The blind, clawed stare is cold as sleet. The tempter under the eyelid, who shows to the selves asleep, mast-high moon-white women naked, walking in wishes and lovely for shame, is dumb and gone with his flame of brides. Susanna's drowned in the bearded stream, and no one stirs at Sheba's side but the hungry kings of the tide. Sin, who had a woman's shape, sleep still silence blows on a cloud, and all the lifted waters walk and leap. Lucifer, that bird's dropping out of the sides of the north, has melted away and is lost, is always lost in her vaulted breath. Venus lies star-struck in her wound, and the sensual ruins make seasons over the liquid world white. Springs in the dark. Always goodbye, cried the voices through the shell. Goodbye always, for the flesh is cast, and the fisherman winds his reel with no more desire than a ghost. Always good luck, praised the fin in the feather bird after dark, and the laughing fish, as the sails drank up the hail of thunder, and the long-tailed lightning lit his catch. The boat swims into the six-year weather. A wind throws a shadow and it freezes fast. See what the gold gut drags from under mountains and galleries to the crest. See what clings to hair and skull as the boat skims on with drinking wings. The statues of great rain stand still and the flakes fall like hills. Sing and strike his heavy haul, toppling up the boatside in a snow of light. His decks are drenched with miracles. Oh, miracle of fishes, the long dead bite. Out of the urn, the size of a man, out of the room, the weight of his trouble, out of the house that holds a town in the continent of a fossil, one by one in dust and shawl, dry as echoes and insect-faced, his fathers cling to the hand of the girl, and the dead hand leads the past, leads them as children and as heir onto the blindly tossing tops. The centuries throw back their hair, and the old men sing from newborn lips, time is bearing another son. Kill time, she turns in her pain. The oak is felled in the acorn, and the hawk in the egg kills the wren. He who blew the great fire in and died on a hiss of flames, or walked on the earth in the evening, counting the denials of the grains, clings to her drifting hair and climbs. And he who taught their lips to sing weeps like the risen sun among the liquid choirs of his tribes. The rod bends low, divining land, and through the sundered water crawls a garden holding to her hand with birds and animals, with men and women and waterfalls, trees cool and dry in the whirlpool of ships. And stunned and still on the green laid veil, sand with legends in its virgin laps, and prophets loud on the burned dune. Insects and valleys hold her thighs hard. Times and places grip her breastbone. She is breaking with seasons and clouds. Round her trailed wrist fresh water weaves, with moving fish and rounded stones, up and down the greater waves. A separate river breathes and runs. Strike and sing his catch of fields, for the surge is sown with barley. The cattle graze on the covered foam. The hills have footed the waves away with wild sea fillies and soaking bridles, with salty colts and gales in their limbs. All the horses of his hall of miracles gallop through the arched green farms, trot and gallop with gulls upon them and thunderbolts in their manes. O Rome and Sodom, tomorrow and London, the country tide is cobbled with towns, and steeples pierce the cloud on her shoulder, and the streets that the fisherman combed when his long-legged flesh was a wind on fire and his loin was a hunting flame coil from the thoroughfares of her hair, and terribly lead him home alive. Lead her prodigal home to his terror, the furious ox-killing house of love. Down, 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 under the ground, under the floating villages, turns the moon-chained and water-wound metropolis of fishes. There is nothing left of the sea but its sound. Under the earth the loud sea walks. In deathbeds of orchards the boat dies down, and the bait is drowned among hayricks. Land, land, land. Nothing remains of the pacing famous sea but its speech, and into its talkative seven tombs the anchor dives through the floors of a church. Goodbye, good luck, struck the sun and the moon to the fisherman lost on the land. He stands alone at the door of his home, with his long-legged heart in his hand. Myself the grievers grieve among the street burned to tireless death, a child of a few hours with its kneading mouth charred on the black breast of the grave the mother dug, and its arms full of fires. Begin with singing, sing, darkness kindled back into beginning when the court tongue nodded blind. A star was broken into the centuries of the child. Myself grieve now, and miracles cannot atone. Forgive us your death, that myself the believers may hold it in a great flood till the blood shall spurt and the dust shall sing like a bird as the grains blow, as your death grows through our heart. Crying your dying cry, child beyond cockcrow, by the fire-dwarfed street we chant the flying sea in the body bereft. Love is the last light spoken. O seed of suns in the loin of the black husk left. I know not whether Adam or Eve, the adorned holy bullock or the white ewe lamb, or the chosen virgin laid in her snow on the altar of London, was the first to die in the cinder of the little skull. O bride and bridegroom, O Adam and Eve together, lying in the lull under the sad breast of the headstone, white as the skeleton of the Garden of Eden. I know the legend of Adam and Eve is never for a second silent in my service over the dead infants, over the one child who was priest and servants, word, singers, and tongue in the cinder of the little skull, who was the serpent, nightfall, and the fruit like a sun, man and woman undone, beginning crumbled back to darkness, bare as the nurseries of the garden of wilderness. Into the organ pipes and steeples of the luminous cathedrals, into the weathercock's molten mouths, rippling in 12-winded circles, into the dead clock burning the hour over the urn of Sabbaths, over the whirling ditch of daybreak, over the sun's hovel and the slum of fire, and the golden pavements laid in requiems, into the bread in a wheat field of flames, into the wine burning like brandy, the masses of the sea, the masses of the sea under, the masses of the infant-bearing sea, erupt, fountain, and enter to utter forever, glory, 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 the sundering ultimate kingdom of Genesis thunder.